Side.
This is Free Talk Live. 259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we start things out with your calls, that is the point of the radio program here, to take your calls about anything. Let's start with Dave, calling from the People's Republic of somewhere. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you all doing this evening?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind?
You there?
Hello. We are here. Are you there?
Can't hear you very well.
Drax,
anyway,
I don't know why.
I've learned to finally love Big Brother.
No,
I have to come out in support of this national servitude.
No way. Come on.
Sure.
What's
I learned
so great
that
about
obedience
it?
Is freedom. Actually, I got double-teamed by a couple of salesmen last night that were telling me that we're not in a recession or even a depression.
Hmm.
And they just didn't seem to understand it. And I wanted to ask Mark, how does he go about dealing with somebody who comes with that attitude to him?
Mark, as a salesman.
I don't know really what the concern of a recession or depression is to the average individual. I mean, what was the context of it? They were wanting you to buy something, or why were they asking it, or why were you talking about that with them?
Yeah, actually, they were wanting me to buy a nice little inventory.
Some stuff to sell, and you're like, yeah, with the way people are buying right now, I'm not really interested. I mean, we're in a recession. There's no recession.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Okay, well, you know, I think that you would say across the board, and we are in a funny sort of recession. The numbers don't entirely bear it out. I mean, it's not a legitimate recession in the sense that the numbers, the way they're coming. But the fact is, there's a buying slowdown. There's a real buying slowdown in a lot of industries. And, you know, hey, I can't use your inventory because people aren't buying it. And that's the reality of the situation. You can say there's no recession, and obviously you've got a prepared speech for that. That's fine. We don't have to use the terminology. But, you know, the fact is people aren't buying from me. I've got reality. I've got numbers to show you.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, I got to turn around and sell it myself, and I'm finding that increasingly difficult.
Yeah. A lot of people in a lot of industries are.
People are holding back.
I don't know. For the average person, a recession doesn't really matter in buying most things. I mean, perhaps I wouldn't buy, you know, a recreational vehicle like an ATV or a jet ski or a skidoo or something like that in, you know, a recession when I thought that perhaps my income could decrease because people are on a buying slowdown. But the vast majority of things that I buy on a regular basis, I buy because I have to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
Right.
I told him, I said, you know, if my customer base wanted to buy prison supplies or something like that, sure, I'd be willing to stock it because there's an industry that's not going to slow down.
Yeah, they're certainly locking people up plenty.
Dave, thank
you. All right, well, you guys have a great evening.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. I don't know, Mark. I think that, you know, people kind of, to some extent, they've been told that it's a recession, and they see the gas prices going up, and,
mm-hmm,
you know, even if it's not really something that's hitting home anywhere else, you know, in any way that they can recognize necessarily, they may still believe it. You know, they may still
say,
well,
I just don't know that it matters that much. You know, a recession means that perhaps you know, that we aren't plump with money, and you know, everybody's plump with money, but most people earn you know, hourly wages. Maybe they're not getting in as many hours and that kind of thing. You kind of have to look for, you know, where you can trim here and there, and that's what people are doing.
Right. Maybe that's what they're doing. Is
a lot of people are
trimming,
you know, because we have an effective recession because gas prices have gone up so much,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, a lot of money that was being spent on extra stuff during the week is now going to gas
cut back. And
yeah,
if people are cutting back on those extra things, then that could hurt those businesses that were providing those things.
Yeah.
So it could be getting tough out there for some people, and maybe that's what he was talking about.
I can tell you the ad industry is squealing. I mean, they're down. People aren't, you know, businesses aren't spending as much on advertising. That's just the way it goes with advertising. People,
yeah,
you know, in a down market is when you should be advertising because your competition isn't. And that way you can increase your mind share. But people don't do that. They say, well, I've got to cut back somewhere. Oh, this ad budget. I'm not getting really anything for my advertising anyway. But, you know, because they don't get anything tangible. They just get more customers.
You know, since he mentioned national slavery, I did want to comment on the latest on the Target situation with this whole national slavery program being promoted by Service Nation, as we've been talking about over the past week or so on the program.
You got a call, right?
Yes, from Target. And so we've been just recapping here for those that may just be tuning in. There's this organization out there, which is a coalition of various different groups, various different charitable groups and corporations like Target and Home Depot, that are coming together on September 11th to have a summit about national service. And national service is slavery. It is it's an involuntary thing where at least every single iteration of it that's ever been proposed has been this. The National Service Act, Charles Rangel's National Service Act that's proposed every single year, mm-hmm. is that every 18 to 42-year-old in America will be forced to work for the government for 2 years. And they call it voluntary. They like to use to bandy that term about because that's their way of getting around
the ugliness of it all.
Yeah, essentially, the voluntary portion is that you would choose which government bureaucracy to work for the 2 years. That's how they're getting away with calling it voluntary. And we've been, over the past couple of weeks, trying to get a response from the people at Target.
Because they're one of the main sponsors of the summit.
Yeah, they're one of the two or three big sponsors. Time Magazine is also majorly behind this.
AARP.
And so you put a phone call in last week. They called you back. Then you didn't get that call back, so you called them. You just, I guess, weren't up or whatever when they called. You called them back. They never got back to you, so I called, I think it was yesterday before the show, and I left kind of a slightly threatening message, suggesting that there was a boycott in the works and that they mm-hmm. better get back to us and talk to us about this. And so they did call today. And I did not record the call. I thought about doing so, but I didn't. And it really would have been worthwhile because the basic position was essentially from Target that they have had extensive conversations with Service Nation about the issue of voluntary versus mandatory national service. And it is their understanding that the organization does not in any way support mandatory national service. And
so what is it that they propose to do to get people into voluntary service?
You know, I didn't ask any of that. I don't, you know, this woman is a spokeswoman for Target, and she assured me that, they had extensive conversations with Service Nation about this, something they were concerned about, she claims, and that, let's see, she says that Service Nation is not in favor of any sort of involuntary thing. And I explained to her, well, it's our understanding that voluntary means that you get to choose which bureaucracy to work for. And she says, well, no, from what we understand, that is not the case. And I
asked
her. Did
you mention the National Service Act of 2009, sponsored by Charles Rangel, that the that Service Nation is behind?
According to Service Nation, they are not behind the National Service
Act.
They
changed that on their website 4 days ago.
Well, what can you do, Mark? I mean, they're saying one thing now that's different than what they said before. And so I asked her, I said, well, if it turns out, I understand you aren't looking for this, but if it turns out that the legislation that comes from your summit that they're having on September 11th, if it turns out that that is indeed a mandatory national service program, will you then withdraw your support of this organization? And she basically said that she did not believe that was even going to be a possibility, and that if that did happen, that we could certainly get back in touch with Target at that time for their comment at that time. So, you know, I'm kind of, I don't know where to go with this.
If people are what can you do with this? They're right. Saying, look, it's not mandatory, and they've yes. been backing off. Maybe we were successful in the early portions of this, and you know now we're beating a dead horse. Maybe we killed the horse early. I don't know, but it seems like there was a huge backlash in this, and
yeah.
you know, Free Talk Live was at the very tip of the spear on it. We were really early on, and I don't know, you know, how much effect we had. I couldn't say it was us or anybody else. I don't know.
I don't feel like a boycott is appropriate at this point.
Yeah, I'm not prepared to do that
because
either.
They are not. I mean, they're making it very clear that Target is not interested in something that's involuntary. That's something that would not involve you choosing to do this. Now, certainly, I still object to even a voluntary national service program. We can explain why here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drink and Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drink and Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drink and Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drink and Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drink and Mate at holiday stores.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are totally free. Front page of the website, and it goes back for an entire year. That's a lot of darn archives for free. Over at freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231.
You can travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com, enter promo code 600, that's 600, and start your free trial of WebEx today. That's WebEx code 600. Start your free trial and get a free webcam.
Yep. All right. So we're talking about this very, very scary idea of national service, which is really a code word for slavery. They're bringing back the draft, and this time it's a kinder, gentler version of the draft, wherein you'll get to pick which government bureaucracy you'll work for. No, they won't force everyone into the military. You could go and work for the Department of Homeland Security or something like that. So that's the idea that's been proposed, and in the very beginning, it seemed as though it was going to be something that was going to be mandatory. It seemed as though that the only voluntary aspect of it would be that you would choose which government bureaucracy to work for, but now the organizations that are supporting national service have backed away, perhaps due to Free Talk Live listeners contacting them via email, via telephone.
A lot of them.
Yeah, expressing their concerns. In fact, one of our listeners had emailed... I know of only some of them because they forwarded their emails to me.
Sure.
But one of them who got in touch with this service.
I probably got more than you did simply because, you know, I was supposed to be in contact with Target early on in this. So.
Well, one of them forwarded me a message that they sent to Be the Change Incorporated, which is the organization, I guess, involved or creating, or they're really high up with the Service Nation thing. They apparently are Service Nation from what I understand. And this is Service Nation's response, because he wrote in concern in regards to their alleged support for Charles Rangel's National Service Act. And this is what Be the Change had to say. He says, this is the director of communications, by the way. Thanks for writing. We don't support mandatory service or participation, and we do not support Representative Charles Rangel's National Service Bill. In our proposals, only Americans who choose to serve would serve, and there would be no legal ramifications or penalties for any American who chose not to serve. Regarding legislation, it would be required to expand the opportunities for Americans to serve in national service programs such as AmeriCorps and the Peace Corps. These are voluntary programs in which only those who choose or volunteer to serve in them serve. But currently, they turn away many Americans who would like to serve because they don't have enough slots for all those who apply. Research shows that Americans who serve in these national service programs become more engaged citizens for the rest of their lives, and that every dollar invested in these programs returns $3 or more in services and saved costs. Finally, National Service Corps members are often used to manage and increase the capacity of community service organizations to take on volunteers, and they talk about how that's helpful in disaster relief situations. So, according to the organization behind this national service program, or this Service Nation, that they are vehemently against, allegedly, any sort of coercive element here.
All you can do is accept them at their word on this, and
yep.
If you know, if they try to, and once they start turning around, you raise a, you know, you keep a suspicious eye.
Yeah.
But what else can you do?
I'd like to point out that even if this is 100% voluntary, it's still not something to get behind, because what they're doing is they're calling for an expansion in government bureaucracy. They're calling for more and more government service. Right? They want people to volunteer. They want people to help their communities, and they're proposing that the best solution for that is to expand these government make-work programs. These aren't real charitable organizations that are in real demand by the marketplace. This is government arbitrarily creating what they consider service opportunities for people. So even at its best, even at its most voluntary best, Service Nation is just an expansion, calling for an expansion
right.
of government bureaucracy. So there's no way I could ever even come close to getting behind
the suggestion
like
is that, you know, what they said here was that every dollar turns into $3 or something like that in the letter.
Yeah.
And even if you believe that, it's still, you know, that $1 that they invest to get three
was stolen. Right. So I mean,
now, I'm not saying that I think anybody should be boycotted based on this.
Right. That's right. Exactly. That's not enough for a boycott, because there's all kinds of companies that have some level of governmental involvement in the way they do business. It's just, you know, what they have to do to get by and do business. So to boycott Target over this I don't think is appropriate, but I would like to hear from you as to what your thoughts are at 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and to Bile on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Bile.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So I had emailed you the other day about Service Nation, and when you guys broke the story or whatever you want to say, I had posted a list of, you know, all the list that's on Service Nation's website of who the sponsors are, mm-hmm. and who are all the politicians and other people that support the organization on my blog. Well, about a day or two later, one of the workers, I think it's an IT guy, Henry from Be the Change, signed up to my blog where I'd posted it and started a dialogue up. And it's come to a point where, well, I had some people who write on my blog and myself had brought up all, you know, everything you guys have been talking about. And so he went and talked with some of the supervisors because we pointed out, as you guys had pointed out, that the Americans for the National Security Act had supported mandatory service.
Americans for National Service Act, yes.
Right. So they supported mandatory service. Well, that was up to about 2 days ago.
Mm.
We had contacted Henry and said, you know, well, if you go to their website, the ANSA, if you go to their website, it has an affiliates page. Now, normally an affiliate means a subordinate. So it seemed, according to their website, that Be the Change and Target and all these other organizations were actually an affiliate of the Americans for National Service Act.
Gotcha.
So that doesn't really make sense if Service Nation is claiming that they don't support mandatory service, yet they're an affiliate of someone who does.
Yeah, it was my understanding it was the other way around, that the Americans for National Service Act was part of the Service Nation coalition.
And that's in fact what they are, but their website was sort of deceptive, mm-hmm. or at least misleading. And so we brought this up, and after a couple of days, he said, okay, well, I'm going to look into this. I'll talk to my, you know, the higher-ups in the group. And all of a sudden, yesterday, their website affiliates page disappears. And if you look at their FAQ, which prior had said something to the effect that, you know, we want voluntary service to kind of work out the kinks, and then we'll move to a universal mandatory service.
Right. That was their eventual goal, and they made it very clear that voluntary service was a stepping stone to universal service, which sounds to me like everybody must serve.
It's a dangerous trap.
Right. And they even, my girlfriend had been in contact with, or had tried to contact the ANSA about the fact that, you know, they say that they want mandatory, but they don't say, well, how is it mandatory? What's going to be required? And they never responded back to her. And this was a couple of days ago. And all of a sudden they added to their FAQ, well, is mandatory service constitutional? And they claim it is. And then they added another question about, well, what if you don't want to participate in the mandatory service?
I want to find out a little bit more. Bile, hang on. We're going to come back with more of this, because I'd actually had Bile's blog pulled up, blogofbile.com, where he cites some of these examples of the changes these organizations have been making to their websites in the last couple weeks. Free Talk Live.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll let you know whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live, including an update that went out today. You'd have known first about the auction, Free Talk Live banner auction, going on right now. You could win the second banner on our website, site-wide, across the freetalklive.com website. And you can promote whatever product or service or whatever it is you might want to promote with our little 125 by 100 banner there that everyone will see when they come to our site. And you can win it for cheap. Last one went for $80. And so place your bids. Bidding starts at $1. You can go to auction.freetalklive.com to get in on that action. That's auction.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we continue to discuss the issue of national service, this ugly, ugly idea that generally in the proposals that have been put forth by the politicians has been mandatory for everybody, in that everybody between 18 and 42 in America, men and women would have to go and work for some government bureaucracy for a couple of years. And this organization out there called Service Nation has been promoting the idea of national service. But now Service Nation, after being contacted by a bunch of our listeners, has come back and said, whoa, We don't support involuntary national service. We only want people to choose to work for these government bureaucracies. And so they're making it very clear what their position is. And some of the other tangentially connected organizations to Service Nation that aren't leading the charge but are also kind of related, and they're in the coalition of these various different groups, have apparently also been quietly changing their website.
Yeah, and they started doing it right after we mentioned it here. Now, yeah. Of course, we got the information from other places. I'm not saying that Free Talk Live is the only source that they, you know, heard some noises from.
I bet you we're the only national radio show talking about this.
I'm sure we are.
All right, so we're going back to Bile. He's a blogger and amplifier of the show. His blog is blogofbile.com, where you've been keeping track of what some of these websites have been saying. The one in particular you were telling us about is a group called Americans for a National Service Act. Now, the National Service Act is the title of the legislation that Charles Rangel proposes every year that does intend to force every single American from 18 to 42 into working for a government bureaucracy. And you're saying, Bile, that they have also quietly changed their websites, and you've just begun telling us about that.
Right. So to recap real quick, so Service Nation is sort of, you know, a coalition of all these different organizations, and that's run by Be the Change Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
Americans for a National Service Act, that's a separate organization. They're an affiliate of Service Nation, but on their website as of a couple of days ago, they had their own affiliates page, and their page indicated that, in fact, most, if not all, of those who were affiliated with Service Nation were in fact also affiliated with them, which wasn't true, but it was incredibly misleading. I mean, how could Be the Change be an affiliate of Service Nation when they run it? And or why would an organization which is supposed to be there to support voluntary service be advocating mandatory service through another agency?
It's very
my girlfriend
weird. It's misleading.
Right. Right, and it didn't make any sense. So my girlfriend had contacted Americans for National Service Act, and my blog had gotten the attention of one of the Service Nation people. So there was two lines of communication. So my girlfriend had attempted to contact the ANSA and, you know, asked them to clarify some of their positions on mandatory service and how was it constitutional and what were the penalties. So a couple of days ago, they updated their site and never responded back to her. And the FAQ was updated saying that, yes, mandatory service is constitutional. And if you don't want to do it, well, they kind of gave a guilt trip. They didn't say what would happen. They just said, well, if you don't choose to do it, then America is going to be worse off for it. and they left it at that.
Yeah, it'll be worse off in that they'll put you in a prison cell and take you out of the economy. That's probably true.
Right. And then the other question, frequently asked question, was, well, is this constitutional? And they gave a couple examples, court cases that said, you know, taxation is not slavery and service, the draft is not slavery. And so I blogged about that, and we continued our conversation, our two-way conversation with Service Nation person, who, after we convinced him that the affiliate section of the ANSA was misleading, he said, well, I'll talk to my supervisors and they'll talk to them and we'll figure this all out and get back to you. So yesterday we check and see that again the ANSA website has changed. They got rid of the affiliates page, and the FAQ section now has a new question, and it says, well, you talk about voluntary and you talk about mandatory. Well, which one do you support? And then it says neither. And they go on after that saying, well, you know, really what we want is whatever works best. You know, if it's voluntary, it's voluntary. If it's mandatory, it's mandatory. But
right, the quote from your blog is, this is from their website, Americans for a National Service Act supports whichever program works best and gets the job done.
Right.
Meaning that if they, you know, if somebody determines that it needs to be mandatory, then that's what they will support.
If Americans need shock collars to make them go to work in the government mines,
the
then
ANSA
that's what
will
works best.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick stuff.
And if you notice on a little bit further down in that post, I give you a line that they had actually removed from another question in the FAQ, where they had claimed that voluntary would lead into universal service. And when they updated yesterday, they removed that line. So magically, in one day, they went from completely supporting mandatory service to, well, you know, whatever works best.
So the message has been watered down, and we've seen the evidence of it over the past couple of weeks. Bile, how do you feel about what I said earlier? Mark and I were saying earlier that it's just not quite time for a boycott of Target, because Target is pretty, you know, convinced that this is only a voluntary sort of thing.
I agree, and I wanted to real quick get to the fact that the person that we've been talking to at Service Nation has been really nice. He's been trying to answer all our questions and address our concerns, though I don't think he completely understands all the points we're trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
But today he responded to our latest email, and he and I'll be posting this later on my blog, but he asked if Service Nation could put up a guest post on my blog to explain to my readers what their position is once and for all, and be able to answer any questions or concerns that people have. So I took that opportunity of them coming to me, as, and I gave them full rights to post as much as they want on my blog.
Interesting.
And I contacted you last night asking if it would be okay, and you've said this before, if I could, you know, say that I'm a press member of Free Talk Live.
Sure.
So in our response to Henry, when they asked for this permission to write on my blog, I said, well, you know, sure, go ahead. And, you know, we're part of this press organization, or, you know, we're a press member for Free Talk Live, and we'd really be interested in going to the summit. So if you can hook us up,
if
you can tell us who to contact, let us know. Because I live in northern New Jersey. I work in Manhattan.
Right.
And so, I, you know, it's no problem for me to go in, take a day off, and go in on September 11th.
That would be really interesting to have a man on the inside reporting to us.
We haven't heard anything back yet, unfortunately, but as soon as I do, I'll post it and let everyone know. And
so, Bile, are you thinking about going, and if you do get there, are you thinking about just reporting what happens, or are you thinking about perhaps if they have a forum interjecting what you think about, you know, possible mandatory aspects of this?
Good question.
I would be a complete participant. I would report and participate if given the chance.
Keep us in the loop on this. It sounds pretty cool what you're up to there, Bile. And thanks for all the great work on this, keeping track of all of the shiftiness out there by some of these organizations supporting so-called national service. More coming up.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each cam covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. spray your plate. High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that is the purpose. You send $3 a month into the show, we take that, reinvest it in the program, get on more radio stations all across the country, and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. We also reach out to internet listeners as well with that money and get internet listeners on board too. So that is the primary purpose, but we did sweeten the pot a little bit by offering perquisites, as they are called, perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Though I did have an email come in of concern last night. One of our callers that was on hold last night at the very end of the program, we had so many calls last night toward the end of the show, we just weren't able to get them all in. I mean,
right.
You're nailed to the clock, you can only do so much.
And I don't have it pulled up here. My computer is frozen solid, pretty darn close. Let's say it's freezing. What his concern was, and it.
You got this email too?
Yeah, I got the same one. I was CC'd on it. He didn't get to, you know, he called in, he waited for an hour, he didn't get to get on the air, and he felt that, you know, one of the perks of being an amplifier, having the AMP line, sort of indicated that the AMP line somehow had precedent over regular calls.
Yeah, he thought that if that wasn't the case, that should be the case, and was wondering if that was or wasn't the case.
Area.
Wondering a little bit more about what the purpose of the AMP lines are. And the case is not that the AMP lines get priority. And let me explain why. First and foremost, we do this radio show for the listeners, which is the majority of the audience. Callers
right.
are a very, very small percentage of our audience.
That and too, and amplifiers are probably a small percentage of callers, and you know they're actually a percentage of listeners and callers.
So,
and as important as the amplifiers are, and we try to give them credit all the time, we can't do the show for the amplifiers because, you know, we're trying to reach
incestuous.
Out.
Yeah,
yeah,
it becomes incestuous.
It's preaching to the choir, and you know,
right. So the way calls are put on the air on this program is pretty specific. Back in the beginning days of Free Talk Live, like if you go and listen to the first year of the show, there was not so much structure to how we took the calls. It was like, well, the calls would come in, we'd take them. But over the years, things have gotten a little more structured. And so there's certain ways that you can prioritize your call in order to get it on the air faster. And the number one way is to be on topic. If we're talking about what we were talking about last night, let's see, toward the end of the show, what was it everyone was calling about? Spacing. Hey, I think it was the KGEZ controversy that we've been discussing over the past couple of days. And so if we're on a topic, we will exhaust all of the available calls on that particular topic first. So if you call in and you want to talk about the TSA, and we're in the middle talking about this KGEZ controversy that's been going on, we will take the KGEZ-related calls first, the ones that want to talk about the topic we're discussing at hand, and then after that topic is over, then there are other prioritizations that go on as far as determining which calls come first. Of course, lady callers get sort of special priority in general above all of that, with the exception, I make an exception for callers like Paula, chronic female callers. You know, Paula calls every other night on this
program. She's got fans, you know.
Yeah, she does have her fans, but she'll, you know, she, we'd rather put female calls on that people don't know. And so lady calls first, after that on-topic calls. After that, we then tend to go with who's been, you know, who's been
waiting the longest.
First, well, actually, fresh callers, not necessarily people that are waiting the longest. So, fresh callers, callers that we don't know, callers that we're not familiar with. So
that don't get on the air that often.
Exactly. So Saturday nights, we're going to give priority to a lot of the people that we've never heard from before. And then after that, it's the people that have been waiting the longest to get on. So length of time on hold, while people might think it should be the number one priority for taking calls.
And it's irritating as hell to sit on hold for an hour hoping to get your, you know, 2 or 3 minutes in the sun. And then you don't get it at all. I'm totally understand.
Yeah.
I feel for the guy in that way. And it is rare that a night closes that we haven't gotten to everybody who's called.
It actually happened a couple times recently, just because
it's going to happen more and more as time goes by.
The earlier you call, the better.
To some extent, that's a success for amplifiers.
Sure, and that of course is what I reminded the guy about, was that, you know, AMP isn't a program intended to give you priority, and I never intended to even suggest that, and I don't think I ever have, but I could understand why someone would be confused into thinking that it would. AMP is a program to help Free Talk Live get on more stations and spread this show to as many ears as possible. The toll free AMP lines, he suggested in a later email that, well, I shouldn't be calling them as a perk. You didn't think that they were much of a perk, and I think that they still are, because it gives amplifiers a special dedicated phone lines to call in on. Imagine if, for instance, the phones are really busy, as they tend to be on Saturday nights, for instance, and let's just say you're trying to call the regular phone number, the 800-259-9231, but you're getting booted off because it's a busy signal, because there's just too many calls on hold at the network. Well, the AMP phone lines, they're open right now,
and
you can call them anytime you want to.
So, and often preferential membership cards and that kind of thing really only acknowledge, I mean, it's an acknowledgement. The AMP line is an acknowledgement that you are an amplifier. I don't think it's supposed to be much besides that. I mean, I see often, you know,
no,
people do
it. It's a special dedicated line, so amplifiers always have something they can call into if in the event that the
and
other
I'm,
lines
I'm,
are busy.
I'm sorry that he had to hold through. I don't have the email in front of me, so I don't remember his name. But I'm sorry he had to hold and didn't get on the air.
Anyway, I thought it deserved an explanation. I thought everyone deserved to hear the explanation rather than just the email that I sent back to him. So, hope that makes sense. We have to do what's right for the show and the way the show sounds, not prioritizing by the people that give us money, if that makes sense.
Right.
All right, so we continue here. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I just want to point out, first of all, since you're talking about websites that have changed over the weeks and stuff, if you want to track those changes, a lot of people might not know that there is at least one website that you can go to and you can see how these other websites looked over the years. Okay, if I can tell you the domain. Okay, it's archive.org.
Yep,
and
sure
they,
enough.
Yeah, they download your website and then they, you know, you click on how it looked back on December 12th of 2002.
Archive is pretty useful. It's not totally complete in that they don't catch every single iteration of your website, because they just don't I don't think they just crawl it every single day.
Yeah.
And they don't detail all the photos, and they certainly don't capture videos. So you kind of get the basic shell, like the text, mostly the text of an old website. Sometimes I think they include graphics, but I'm not sure what their criteria are as far as what
anyway,
they include and what they don't.
What I'm trying to call in about, I found out that the Underage Drinking Enforcement Training Center is holding their annual conference, and one of the activities that they're having at their conference is that these sting operations where attendees get to go around with the cops and watch and see how it's done, see how a sting operation is done.
Mm.
See, and the important thing is that the targets of the sting operation are not going to know that it is a sting operation unless, of course, some blabbermouth were to call up a radio talk show and go on the air coast to coast and tell everybody that this is happening in Nashville, Tennessee on August 21st from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
I wish somebody would go on a show in Nashville, because we don't happen to be on there. That would be really great.
Yeah, but or if they start sending letters to the local newspapers to ask the readers to please show this letter to anybody you know who's in the business of selling beer. And, oh, by the way, if the cops don't like this warning being published in your newspaper, they ought to keep in mind that the drinking age is totally unacceptable to anybody who supports liberty, and the government never had any right to hire these gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to intimidate people into drinking only non-alcoholic beverages.
Right. These
but
cops,
like I say, enemy agents could change the date of it because of any publicity, but it wouldn't be after the convention is over on August 23rd. The Underage Drinking Enforcement Training Center's conference might actually be, see, I would like to go to it so I could share my wisdom with all of these bureaucrats, but I would have to pay and I would have to take time off from work, whereas they go at
they
my
paid.
Expense and they get paid a salary while they're going there. They get their hotel paid for. They just steal the money from me and from Ed and Elaine Brown and everybody else.
It's one of the reasons why fighting inside the system is so difficult, because the people in the system get paid to defend it. Thank you for the call, Tom. We appreciate hearing from you. Speaking of people that have been holding for a long time, 800-259-9231. If you are patient, you will get on the air on this program. Your calls are coming up, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. What is it that has been suggested to keep American streets safe by some of these politicians? We'll explain in moments. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.